أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فيه آيات بينات مقام إبراهيم، ومن دخله كان آمنا، ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا، ومن كفر فإن الله غني عن العالمين. صدق الله العظيم. Today we discuss verse number 97 of Surah Ali Imran, inshallah. This is a continuation of verse 96, in which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about Baytullah. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about the Kaaba and some of the virtues of Baytullah and the Kaabatullah. We should not lose sight of the fact that this was an approach made to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam from the Yahud, that if you follow the millat, the way of life and the creed of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, then why did you turn away from the Qibla of Al-Aqsa, from Baytul Maqdis, towards the Baytullah, when Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam migrated from Iraq and he came to Al-Quds? So that shows, in their minds, they said, that shows that you do not follow the creed and the millat of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So the first response, just to recap, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the very first house that was designated for mankind was the one in Bakka. We discussed why Allah ta'ala called Makkah here. Bakka is Mubarakah, that is, it is blessed. It is a means of hidayat for the whole of mankind. Going further, Allah says, فِيهِ آيَاتٌ بَيِّنَاتٌ. In it are many clear signs. In the many clear signs, some of the ulama have explained that one very clear sign of Baytullah was this, that whoever had attempted to destroy Baytullah over the years were destroyed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one clear indication we have in Islamic history, about which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Surah Al-Fil, was when Abraha had attempted to destroy the Baytullah, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had destroyed him and his army of elephants. So this is also another very clear sign that Baytullah is most revered and honored, and Baytullah is very special to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. On the contrary, and in contrast, when we look at Al-Aqsa, and there's no doubt that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed a great deal of virtue and fadilat in Al-Aqsa, but when we place the contrast and we look at it comparatively, then we will find that there were many invasions that had taken place in Aqsa. People desecrated the place, whether it was Bukht Nasr, Titus, and the very many invasions that had taken place, but that was not with regards to Baytullah to the extent we find in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, even Dajjal will not be able to enter Makkah, leave alone the Baytullah. So this is a very great sign of its protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the great signs that Allah Rabbul Izzat mentions here, Maqamu Ibrahim, is the maqam of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the standing place or the station of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. We know that when Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam reconstructed the Baytullah, his son Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam had assisted him, and when he raised the wall of the Baytullah, then obviously he needed something to stand upon, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had commanded him to stand on this particular stone, and then it elevated as Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam required the height. It descended when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam did not require that much of height, and in this way, miraculously, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was elevated and Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was brought down. That stone was known as Maqamu Ibrahim. This Maqamu Ibrahim remained next to the Baytullah from after the construction of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. One miracle feat of the Bayt of the Maqam Ibrahim was that the imprint of the feet of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was upon it, and it remains upon it. And then again we found that besides it being a living testimony up to this day, that in the history of the Arabs, every one of the Arabs had known about the Maqam Ibrahim, and there was no dispute with regards to this being that very stone upon which Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had stood. In other words, there was never a dispute historically whether this is the stone, whether it was changed as history went on, and this is a great miracle. Originally it was against the wall of the Baytullah, but in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he had seen the difficulty that those that were making tawaf had when they made tawaf for Baytullah, then he moved it away from the Baytullah to the air, to the distance that we see it today, away from the Baytullah. So this is a great miracle, and here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes particular mention of the Maqam Ibrahim, not only because of the historical details or the miracle of the Maqam Ibrahim, but this is the contention that if you follow the creed of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, then why did you move away from Al-Quds? Why did you move your Qibla away from Masjid Al-Aqsa towards the Baytullah? Because Ibrahim alayhi salam had made hijrat to Al-Aqsa. Then here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, but here is the Maqam Ibrahim. He was one of the founders of the Kaaba, he was one of the builders of the Kaaba. So this shows a greater relationship between Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and that of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. Another aspect of the Baytullah and a virtue of the Baytullah is وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنَا, that whoever enters the Baytullah, then such a person would have gotten security, such a person will have safety and security. To the extent that even in paganism, even in the time of Jahiliyyah, if someone had committed a murder outside the Haram of Makkah, and with regards to the Haram of Makkah, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had stated that Makkah and the area around the Baytullah, which we term as the Haram of Makkah, has been sanctified by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala from the day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created the skies and the earth, and it will remain sanctified till the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only lifted the sanctity of Makkah Mukarramah on the day our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had entered Makkah on the day of Fath Makkah for those few hours. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reinstated the sanctity of Makkah Mukarramah. So nobody is allowed to carry any arms and ammunition in Makkah Mukarramah. Nobody is allowed to take up arms in Makkah Mukarramah. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the trees of Makkah Mukarramah will not be uprooted. Even the grass of Makkah Mukarramah will not be uprooted, with the exception of one grass that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had spoken about in the hadith. So we were speaking about that even in the time of paganism, a person that had killed someone, a killer, when he came into the haram, into the area of the haram, then that person will be given security, that even the son of the murdered person will not now take any form of retaliation whatsoever until the killer came out of the haram of Makkah. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi would say that we will force this person out of the haram of Makkah in a way that we will not sell any kind of food to the person. So we will leave this person in Makkah Mukarramah. He will begin to starve, and that in itself will cause him to leave the haram of Makkah, and then the retaliation and the law of qisas, the penal law, will then become operative. وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. And a duty for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of Allah ta'ala, upon mankind is this, that one makes the Hajj of Baytullah. Hajj in its original meaning means to intend, and here the intention is of Baytullah, to make tawaf, and obviously then the other farz of Hajj will be to be on the plains of Arafat and all the other rituals of Hajj. Man istata'a ilayhi sabila, for that person who has the ability to make his way, make his path to Makkah Mukarramah, so it will mean the funds of traveling to Makkah, to stay in Makkah Mukarramah, and then the obligation, if a person has any obligation of maintenance or support one's family back home, then all of that will be included. Now again, this is an obligation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has obligated for the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once in a lifetime. And when we look and we do the comparison, Allah ta'ala had never obligated any community, any Nabi, to have made any kind of pilgrimage as far as obligation is concerned to Al-Aqsa. And again, this is the superiority of Baytullah over Al-Aqsa. And then Allah ta'ala says, وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. This obligation on the one hand, whilst it will be an obligation once in a lifetime, but it is also to satisfy that passion and the desire of love that a believer would have in one's heart for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to visit the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that heart is filled with the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat, then one can only satisfy that desire when one goes to the house of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and that is not found in as far as Aqsa is concerned or any other part of the world. However, Allah says, وَمَنْ كَفَرَ, and then whoever disbelieves, in other words, whoever says that Hajj is not fard, then that person becomes a disbeliever, or whoever has the wealth and out of disobedience does not perform the Hajj, does not go for Hajj, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is independent of the entire world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of the Hajj, or for that matter, any other ibadat of any other individual whatsoever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is great. Allah ta'ala is almighty. No ibadat heightens the greatness of Allah, elevates the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of the ibadat of any individual. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Baytullah. Allah ta'ala shows the greatness of Baytullah. Allah ta'ala shows the sanctity of Baytullah and the virtue of Baytullah, and all this shows that it is most worthy to be the qibla of the ummah of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.